We're going to play this on our bus trip?
What is this?
I don't know. I like it.
It's Bob Dylan.
La what?
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
I like Bob Dylan.
Do you?
Is it a song? Is it a running song or is it more of a bus song? I think it's a bus song.
Yeah, this sounds like something. This is a sesh song.
This is how you start a road trip off.
This is a sesh song where it's a nice little glass of bourbon sitting down and watching a nice little movie.
Or taking a bus trip down to New Orleans with 55 yeah. WIP listeners.
Yeah.
We're talking this thing right into existence.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah. Sounds like it's going
to
happen.
Mm-hmm. I actually think there's a better chance we pull this off than the Eagles get to the Super Bowl. Like they're the ones that have the bigger challenge. We could pull up a bus. I mean, that's not that hard.
I feel confident in what the Eagles are doing right now. They're starting to come together. It's a little later than I anticipated, but it looks like it could be something special.
We did get a name suggestion for the bus crew, the Filthy 50.
Oh, that's so good. It's so good.
This is turning into something else.
Yeah, we're commandeering this.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking logistically, and then we'll get back to your phone calls, and we got to let you hear from Jerry Jones. Logistically, how long would the bus trip take? We can go. I know you want to stop off in Atlanta.
I would say... On a bus, 18 to 20 hours, because we're going to stop. We're going to make some stops. So it's 11 hours from here to Atlanta. So it's probably going to take us longer than that on a bus. So it's probably about 12 to 13 hours.
So here's what I'm thinking. Let's just play out the logistics. I think we gotta load this thing up Friday afternoon after our show on that week in between, like the off week of the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
We do a full week of shows here. So then we get in the bus Friday after our show with the Filthy 50.
Mm-hmm.
And we got from Friday at like 3 o'clock. Let's say everyone's loaded in by 3 o'clock Friday. We got from Friday at 3, and then we got to be on the air 10 a.m. in New Orleans on Monday to start Super Bowl week. So that gives us a whole weekend to get ourselves to New Orleans.
This is where it kind of messes up for me because my whole plan. So we get off work at 2.
Yeah, we got to get an hour to get loaded on.
Yeah, so
3 o'clock.
If it was just me and Ike going. It'll probably take me. I'm already be packed when I come to work.
Which it's not. Just
you gotta get that idea out of your head. Packed.
That's dumb.
So, but this was my plan. I planned on rolling into Atlanta about 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody knows Atlanta, 3 a.m. is when the club, like the Lemon Pepper Wings, are at their hottest.
Well, we have the Filthy 50 with
us. We ain't gonna make it at 3.
Why not?
Because we on a bus, and the bus ain't gonna.
We'll be fine.
We
leave 3 p.m. here on Friday,
all the people with the pee breaks, all these older gentlemen with the pee breaks and all, we ain't gonna make it.
Most people are probably around your age.
That's what I'm saying.
A lot of pee breaks. Yeah.
There's a lot of pee breaks.
But we got the bathroom on the bus.
We ain't gonna make it.
I think we'll be fine. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings and 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. Who knows? Maybe Popeyes will supply food for the bus trip.
Chicken all the way down.
The Filthy 50. All right, before we go any further, we'll get back to your phone calls. Can we hear from Jerry Jones? He was on 105.3 The Fan this week in Dallas, his weekly spot. What did Jerry come up with this time?
Are you familiar at all with these nuts?
Well, you know, there's a... in that context, no. I'd have to hear it said in context.
Okay. I'll send you the audio. I'm not going to say it to you. And I'm not going to rephrase it to you, you know.
I want to know what it looks like. I'm sitting here with a half smirk.
Jerry knew exactly what they were talking about.
Yeah, he was trying to play it off like he knew.
Yep.
He didn't know.
Well, I think he probably saw the clip of his player say it. Maybe he doesn't understand what he said.
Yeah.
But he's got to see it.
And on top of that, the guys having the testicular fortitude to ask that question after he just... threatened to fire them a couple weeks ago is kind of ballsy.
Are you familiar at all with these nuts?
Yeah.
Such a great question. He was waiting for the opportunity to say, like, you don't get to ask an NFL owner, are you familiar? He didn't say, are you familiar with the phrase these nuts?
No.
He said, are you familiar with these nuts?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It sums up the Cowboy season really, really well. Back to the phone lines here. Bruce is in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, Bruce.
Oh man. Hey, look, that clip you just played about these nuts, man. Hey, look, we've been having some fun with that situation.
You have got to be smoking something.
I just called to talk about Jalen. Hoping I can get a point in on the discussion Sixers, but. you know, when it comes down to Jalen, not Jalen, but the Eagles Super Bowl thing. So, I still need to see more from. I'm not saying that they can't make it. I mean, they're progressing, but you know, these next few games are going to really tell a story about where the Eagles are going. Because if we see any more regression, now that's no longer an option. And then it becomes really questionable. But I have faith that they're evolving as a team on the offense and the defense, and we should see a decisive game on Sunday. Nothing less is acceptable. They shouldn't be playing down to the competition. They should skull drug Jacksonville and then go into Dallas and handle business with them. And if they win these next three games, I think they play Dallas next and then DC after that. They win these next three games, then I can say, okay, you know what? We are well on our way to the Super Bowl for sure.
Well, look, if they win these next three games and they get themselves to 8-2 with a win over the Commanders and the Cowboys.
Yeah, now the dream start to look like that might be a reality.
I think at that point we really start scheduling the bus and getting those seats
that's
filled
right. up. Now you can worry about making plans for New Orleans.
Yeah.
You know,
I just texted my brother.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He said, he was like, what? He said, what?
Tell him the filthy 50 want to go to New Orleans.
He said, what?
There you go.
He said yes, sir. He said he is, though.
Oh, he's he in. Said he is. We got a bus.
Well, he can drive the bus. Oh. We still don't have a bus.
All right,
we gotta figure out a bus.
Can we expense an entire bus? Yeah, why not, right? Just rent the bus.
Yeah.
Ask for forgiveness, not bus. Permission.
Yeah, oh, no, we're not asking permission on this one. There's no question.
But, he was but, like, but what anyway. The hell? What the hell?
Yeah, but no, but I think that these next three games are going to really tell the story about where the Eagles are at. And we're going to see the same Jalen. You know, two things that I saw I've been talking about all year long is him being decisive in the pocket and using his legs to get out of trouble and passing in the middle. Now, there's two more things I'd like to see for him to work on in the offense is the screenplays. If they can get the screenplay game down and somehow get Dotson involved in the offense, they get those two pieces going, we're going to be unstoppable. So that's my point about that part. The Eagles, I mean, the Sixers are just freaking disgusting. You know, this whole thing about it goes back. I firmly believe that, okay, for one thing, freaking Embiid, he had the option of getting the full-on surgery, and he didn't because he couldn't play in the Olympics. So he wound up playing in the Olympics, and I believe, and I said this before, that he got hurt because he's moving kind of funny when he fell down a couple of times, and I think he damaged his knee in the Olympics. And this is the reason why we're in the mess that we're in. And it's just a sad story because the rest of the team is going to suffer. And I'm not buying anything else for the Sixers. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going to engage with them. I'm just done with them this year until they figure it out.
Well, you're not the only one, Bruce. I think a lot of people feel that way. And it's a shame because this was supposed to be a season where people really believed something. I mean, they had a
special
Paul George.
Happen.
Yeah, I mean, they
and we were all excited about the fact that we were going to figure out a way to get Joel Embiid healthy for the
playoffs
postseason, and now it's like, okay, when are you gonna play?
It'd be simpler if this was an actual new injury. It's like, okay, when this heals, hopefully he's healthy again. It feels like it's more of a long term degenerative, chronic type of thing, and they don't go away.
No, as a matter of fact, I just figured out a new bet. How many games is Joel gonna play this year? Can I find that bet on the props?
I don't know that you could put an over under on games played.
You can't.
I don't think so.
Because I was about to say under 25.
Wow. Well, that's
this is not sounding good, fellas.
It's not.
It's not. Because they got in trouble. Think about it like this. The Sixers got in trouble for lying. And technically, like NBA said, well, you know, they tried to clean it up, say, well, you just were untruthful.
Misled, or whatever the word was.
You misremembered.
Oh, yeah.
That's the word we like to use. Misremembered. They don't even know what's going on with his knee. This is a day-to-day. To me, it sounds like this is a day-to-day thing. and they're testing him and everything. They don't even know where he is. They can't even discuss how far along he is. Doesn't sound like he's getting stronger. Doesn't sound like he's getting better.
Well, and it makes it impossible to get excited for the season. If I told you someone has a sprained ankle, they'll be back in 3 weeks, you can...
Yeah, because you don't even have a timeline.
Right, you can compartmentalize, okay, they're going to be without this player for this long, and then they'll come back. That's not what this is.
That's why it's so fascinating to me that all of this is going on, and somebody thought it was a good idea. I mean, hey, it's great for Joel Embiid. He signed on the dotted line, but he got $190 million, and there is no... timeline for when he's coming back.
No, there's not. Let's go to TR in Winfield. Hey, TR.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, TR?
Man, we got to pump our brakes, man. Like, first of all, with Hurts, either they gave him the keys or he said, bleep, and I'm going to do my thing. They must have let him go and do his thing. Just let him go and, you know, do what he want to do, run away, run, you know, play his game. As far as the Super Bowl talk, I think we're going too far because we was telling it all last year. Everybody was all hyped, yada, yada, yada. Then what happened? The Jezebel cloud. We imploded. All right? So this one game because we beat the Bengals and all that. I need to see, like I said.
TR, no disrespect, but I'm pushing my chips all the way to the middle of the table. Hear the song? Bound to die, rolling up and trucking. We're going to do what they say. Listen to the words, man. Listen to the words.
TR, you want a spot on the bus or not?
Yeah, you know what? I live in Houston now.
We can stop through Houston. Well, no.
It seems like it's
past. Houston's past.
We got a show to do on Monday from New Orleans.
You're going to have to meet us in Louisiana, dog.
We'll pick you up on the side of the road.
Too far, but before I go, if Hurts do continue to play like that, like on his own, and is great and do his thing, we need no extra yardage here. But outside of that, I'm not there yet. Because what happened last year, man, I'm not falling for that.
No, I feel you. PTSD.
Right,
I get it. I respect
that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, PTSD. So basically, you know,